We are joined by Rifka, the daughter of Dr. Ibrahim Khan. Rifka, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
First of all, I want to say a big shukran to you. As I've mentioned to Batul Shad earlier on, I know it's a very difficult time and there are a lot of things that must be running through your mind and through your heart at this moment. And so we appreciate you sharing these words. And I know there will be a lot of comfort to those people who have had such a huge, that Dr. Khan has had such a huge and indelible impression on. Shukran for joining us.
Shukran, everybody. I want to ask that Allah, please purify our intentions and accept our du'as, inshallah. I've listened so intently to what people have said, and I am awed by the things that I know, but also to understand how people have touched him, have been touched by him in such intimate ways. And I say shukr to the people that have sent out the messages and the du'as and the love that has come to us from all over the world. We are infinitely grateful. It has held us, and it continues to hold us. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I ask that Allah grants him the highest place in the Jannah, inshallah. And Allah forgives him for any, the smallest of his errors, the smallest of his sins. May Allah forgive him and expand and exude light in his kubur, inshallah. I am very grateful, and I want to say we can't always come back to people individually, but I want to say shukr, 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 and for giving us the time and the space to do this. But I also want to reiterate that this, my daddy, yes, he was a doctor, but he was a human being, and that everybody who is affected by this disease, they're human beings who need to be acknowledged, and this pain that we are experiencing, this loss that's often very tragic and very quick, that people must understand that we must have compassion and understanding, and that this only brings us closer together as a community, inshallah, ameen. And that we must, for all that my dad was, I would hope that his intention, inshallah, was to do better and to be better. And he was of, as we all are, a fallible human being. And I ask that Allah forgives him for all of his sins and forgives all of us, inshallah, and makes it easy for us.